truck and bus news powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. The numbers are in, and once again, Australian truck sales boomed ahead in August. The August 2018 truck sales data shows 3,845 new heavy commercial vehicles left dealerships in the month. That total up 17.6% on the same month last year. Year-to-date, new truck sales in Australia ahead 17.1%. Isuzu was again the biggest selling truck brand in the month, the Japanese brand finishing ahead of the pack and in front of its three main competitors too, all of which enjoyed sales gains. While some of the other brands enjoying the lift in overall demand included DAF, Mercedes-Benz, Hino and UD trucks. Light duty lifted 18.9% in the month, medium duty skipped ahead 15%, and heavy duty wasn't to be outdone either, with gains of 17.3%. Overall, DAF sold 55 trucks, Freightliner 27, Fuso 379, Hino 509, Hyundai Commercial Vehicles 13, International 4, Isuzu 837, Iveco 191, Kenworth 269, Mac 95, MAN 88, Mercedes-Benz 127, Scania 60, UD Trucks 110, Volvo 213, and there were 34 sales for Western Star. Ask truck operators in Australia whether they'd like a near 13% reduction in their fuel bill, and you'd probably get plenty of interest. And that's exactly what Renault Trucks in Europe has achieved after 7 months and 4,500 Ks of testing of their Urban Lab 2 rigid truck. Trucks recorded a 12.8% reduction in fuel consumption and CO2 emissions across urban, regional and motorway environments compared to a standard vehicle. That equates to gains of 3.5 litres of fuel per 100 Ks. There was also extensive testing carried out in the lab by Renault engineers. Renault Trucks telling us it's all down to optimised aerodynamics, low rolling resistance tyres. The truck also has a micro hybrid system that helps get the truck moving from a standing stop. Efficiency also boosted by an engine stop start system, while the truck's onboard navigation system talks to traffic lights to calculate whether it's more efficient to accelerate or brake. The release of the Urban Lab 2 truck's performance figures come as stablemates Volvo Trucks bring their Volvo Trucks fuel super truck to Australian roads. It boasts fuel savings of up to 20%, and more details on both trucks available at the Heavy Vehicles website. The federal government has announced it will fund the construction of new rest areas and maintenance and improvements to existing rest areas. The Heavy Vehicle Safety and Productivity Program includes $132.5 million in funding that was announced by Deputy PM Michael McCormack. The funding will be matched by local councils and state and territory governments, bringing the total investment, according to the Australian Trucking Association, to more than $300 million. It comes just months after the industry body urged the government to invest in better rest area facilities. ATA CEO Ben Maguire saying the investment in the nation's rest areas is good news for truck drivers. Some of the projects that will be funded include the construction of a new major heavy vehicle rest area on the Golden Highway. There will also be a new heavy vehicle rest area built at Young, an installation of toilets and furniture at the Yalgoo rest area between Walker and Uralla in New South Wales. The three Japanese brands fighting it out in the light-duty truck segment are also scrambling to sign customers up for 4x4 versions too. Isuzu and Fuso have long had 4x4 light-duty trucks, Hino joining the fray recently with their 300 series 4x4. One particular area where these offerings are aimed is the nation's emergency services. Fuso showcasing their offering at the Australasian Fire and Emergency Services Authorities Council exhibition in Perth. On display will be the Fuso Canter FG 4x4, a unique short wheelbase iteration of the vehicle. Fitted with a QuickCorp light pumper body, the 4x4 Canter is available in long wheelbase as well as crew cab with seating for up to seven. Iveco dealers around the country are taking delivery of an updated version of the Iveco Daily 4x4. Mirroring the upgrades to the van and cab chassis versions introduced recently, the biggest change for the off-roader is the standard fitment of SRS airbags. Iveco telling us the move should strongly increase the model's appeal among mining and exploration customers, as well as in emergency services applications. In addition to airbags, the Iveco Daily 4x4 also gets styling tweaks, a revised dashboard and better cabin soundproofing. While under the bonnet, the Iveco engineers have boosted power and torque by 10 horsepower and 30 newton meters. New output's 180 horsepower and 430 newton meters from just 1250 rpm. The Isuzu F-Series isn't available in North America. Well, not really anyway. There is a version that's sold by Chevrolet. It's called the Low Cab Forward 6500 XD. Why are we telling you all this? Well, because purchasers in the US of these trucks can soon have a battery electric version. Lighting systems tell us they're almost ready to begin customer deliveries of what they call the LEV 100. The company fits the truck with its electric powertrain before handing it over to customers. After the conversion, the truck retains its maximum gross vehicle weight rating of 11.7 tonnes and boasts a 177k range. There's a two-speed Eaton auto transmission and power outputs of 295 horsepower and 700 newton metres. The truck's lithium-ion batteries can be fully charged in just 3 hours. Lightning Systems tell us they've received an initial order for 50 trucks from Zeem Solutions, with the commercial electric vehicle service provider offering the trucks for use by fleets. Check out more details on that one on the Heavy Vehicles website. Just like here in Australia, commercial vehicle sales, particularly trucks, are on the up, and that's bringing good results for local manufacturers. Our local truck manufacturers slash brands are Kenworth, DAF, Iveco, Volvo and Mack. They're all enjoying the fruits of a booming Aussie truck market. In the UK, however, a lot of extra demand for UK-built commercial vehicles is coming from export markets, particularly Europe. Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders data shows that in July, commercial vehicle manufacturing in the UK increased by 12.8%. In total, 7,331 vans, trucks, buses and coaches were built in Britain, while commercial vehicles produced for the home market fell 5.8% in the month. Production for export markets jumped ahead 27.8% to a total of over 4,600 vehicles. And fresh from turning the key on the first DAF truck manufactured in Australia, PACCAR has just been announced as a category winner at the Victorian Training Awards. PACCAR, as we know, builds Kenworth and DAF trucks in Australia and recently took home a Victorian Manufacturing Hall of Fame award. Now the business is the winner of the 2018 Employer of the Year accolade in the Victorian Training Awards. But this isn't a first for PACCAR. They've won the title twice before. The annual award recognises businesses who train their employees up for a formal qualification or statement of attainment issued by a registered training provider.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
Despite the importance of having an online presence, to a lot of businesses, big and small, their website is a pain in the neck. If that's how you feel about your site, we reckon you might be battling bad design, poor functionality, slow loading, viruses, and just a lack of time and knowledge to get it where it needs to be. Website Create is here to help, and their motto is that they create websites, not headaches. Website Create can help you with every aspect of website design and maintenance, from securing a domain to listing on Google and even SEO as well. Websitecreate.com.au.